I just see all these very powerful orbs of light. And these lights are symbolic of our grand conclusion, our grand placement. In other words, we have fellowship, we have entitlement that are, they're saying pursuing us. How nice is that? Like, just imagine someone's pursuing you for a job, for a date, whatever it may be. It's kind of fun sometimes to be pursued. So they're asking us to join along. In other words, to really consider our heavenly value. Why would these orbs be traveling with us? What are we here to assume? What are we here to create? What are we here to establish? So as we will understand, and this is one of the daily messages, as we will understand our worth and value, this is very, very relevant because we keep looking outside for common request. In other words, it's a little bit like that book. Are you my mother? Are you my mother? Are you witnessing my highest truth without exception, without retiring within? In other words, without considering our own inventory, our own address. So on the superficial level, it's like, well, I deserve that job. I deserve that data, whatever it may be. But, excuse me, we're really being asked to reassemble the parts. In other words, to go deeper into the hollow. In other words, into our holy remembrance, our holy assurance, and to really make sure we've got our own lights on. Because we're asking for due consideration. In other words, we're asking for our next right step, our next right miracle, whatever it may be. But we all understand that we're due, and we all understand it's a priority. In other words, we're feeling that emphasis, we're feeling that push, we're feeling like the train's already left the station, when do I get to get off the train? So we want to acknowledge our own capacity. In other words, this is the time to receive our own light codes. This is the time to receive our own exploratory nature. In other words, to receive our light. And I've got the Eye of Horus that it's just sort of like magnetizing to us our current status, our currency. In other words, our riches, our homecoming. So we want to feel that due emphasis. We want to feel that due consideration. We want to feel fully lit. So you're just feeling that light. You're feeling that homecoming. You're feeling that love within self. You're allowing yourself to graduate. You're allowing yourself to reign supreme. So for some of us, we did not receive very common courtesy. In other words, when we were strong, when we were mighty, when we were fully enabled, those that were following a different agenda did not always appreciate it. So we learned very quickly to hide. We learned very quickly to suppress. We learned to hold back. So this is our time of resurrection. Just think about all the different holidays, and it's all about the miracles of the light. And so this is simply reflecting our true refinement. So just imagine the lights all abroad. I mean, just name the holiday. There are going to be the lights. We want to understand those lights are helping us perceive our own attractiveness, our own engagement, because this is the time to join in our own holy remembrance of the gifts within. So the miracles that we experience without, in other words, the phenomena in the 3D are really symbolic of the truth within, as we will decide. So as we will allow ourselves to receive, as we allow ourselves to come into our own acquaintance. So our own acquaintance is not the personality self that was really conditioned by outer surface agenda. So we're going beyond the typical personality self that's really a product of social conditioning, and allowing ourselves grace, allowing ourselves self-exploration, allowing ourselves to receive with delight, with light. allowing ourselves to step into our power, because again, bringing forth a divine feminine to equal balance requires a full dictate. So this isn't like I'm powering over another, but this isn't let me dim my flame. So we have to get excited within. In other words, we have to give ourselves our own due respect, our own due consideration. So whether you want, however you want to do it, however you want to just receive these lights. So again, we started with these orbs, these just beautiful, beautiful, just magical orbs. And when I say magical, it's we are magical. The truth of self is are quite extraordinary. It's simply that we haven't tested our power. We haven't attained our own richness, our own excitement, our own due measure. So we're allowing ourselves to travel within to our holy remembrance. So this is where, however it arrives, your higher self's going to bring forth whatever is perfect for you, whether you're suddenly a menorah with Hanukkah candles, whether you're a Christmas tree, whether you're a string of lights, whether you just see a hallway of just so many light switches, like all over the place. Whatever arrives is due you. For me, they're making it fun. I've got like Mickey Mouse, and on top of his head, somehow I have candle, like a candelabra on top of his head. So really anything goes, because remember, our higher self knows understands our dream material. It understands the lifetime that we've assumed. So for someone else, the last thing they want to see is Mickey Mouse. So just allow yourself common courtesy. In other words, common adjustment. I now have a horse, and there's a Christmas tree, Christmas wreath around its neck, and that wreath is full of light. So again, allowing that light to carry, allowing that light to orchestrate, allowing that light to bring forth your next renewal. Because your next renewal is a sign of readiness. When you're plugged into your light, you're gonna bring forth manifestation. So whether it's a new opportunity abroad, job, relationship, housing, physical health, whatever it is. We want to remember what we're calling upon. When we call upon God's favor, what we're really calling upon is to receive our own God essence. So God outside, some mystery man or even woman outside, is not coming to bless us. What we're doing is activating our true delight. In other words, we're saying yes to our true presence. We're saying yes to our true residence. And we're allowing that light to shine. We're allowing that light to shimmer. So when you feel that activation, you're going to feel the empowerment. You're going to feel the surge. You're just going to feel stronger, brighter, bigger, that you stand out more. So all of us on some level adjusted to, we'll just call it the lovely matrix, where we shot ourselves in the foot, like kind of like be quiet, you know, dim your light. So this is where we're returning to our due emphasis. And I have these spiritual dragons that are administering our good value. In other words, they're propping us up. So to explain that, they just come with a lot of heave-ho, with a lot of power, really, spiritual power. So when we feel that intensity, it's a little bit like a benchmark or biofeedback, where it's kind of like, well, they're standing in their light, it's okay for me to do so as well. So they're kind of like spotting us energetically. So we allow our full address. Now, when we say full, it's really just full for this level, because we're going to be doing this in stages. When we truly claim our divine inheritance, it's like, you know, and then. So just imagine this being like an increasing staircase, an increasing decibel, so that we get comfortable, that we get light fill, that we feel our holiness. And again, This is how we create. This is how we manifest as we move into victory. So we're moving into our true domain. Again, the personality self we typically subscribe to with all the boundaries, limitations. So this is where we're crossing over. In other words, beyond the limitations, beyond that this is okay, this isn't. And so we're allowing ourselves that stretch of movement. We're allowing ourselves I'll put this in words. It's just like an increase of relevance. When I receive it, I just feel stronger, quite frankly. I feel more secure. I feel like, okay, root chakra in check, sacral in check, solar plexus in check. So this first three chakras is sort of like, you know, like you just kind of do a check before the space missile goes off and it's like good to go. So we're allowing ourselves our true appeal. We're allowing ourselves our true status. So allow this energy to give birth. Again, once we have the correct decibel, once we have the correct signature, this is when we signal our readiness and we give birth. Now, what we give birth to is what we've already pre-selected. So what our higher self has been waiting in anticipation all along for our readiness. So this is where we're allowing ourselves our true delights. Our true delights, everything we receive, there's no outer. We bless ourselves. We unite with ourselves. We prosper ourselves. So allow that to be given, allow that to be exercised, allow that to be known. Again, we're saying yes. It's going to feel like our future development, but it's occurring in the now reality. And allow all changes to be easy and swift. Because in order to bring forth what we want, there are going to be other changes that are required. So again, adjusting easily and swift. No big deal because I've already agreed. No big deal because I've already said yes. There's someone that's really used to being impoverished. I don't know what it is. Like, I know this sounds weird, but I don't know if I can handle so much wealth. I know that sounds kind of silly. But it requires a stretch of the imagination. In other words, you have to change your perception of self. So this is where, you want those additional changes to come through easily and swiftly. It's really going to require a change of identity. And allow that to occur easily and swiftly. I literally see someone held like, you know, when you kidnap someone and you tie them to a chair and tape on their mouth. This is what you've done to your true self. It's sort of like sit over there and be quiet. So you want to allow your soul to sing. You want to allow your soul to sing. And for all of us, if we all do this, it can only serve us. Because when you allow your soul to sing, you have to turn around and you have to go get her. She can't be taped to the chair, tied up, muzzle, like it just won't work because you're wanting your soul to sing. So it requires due consideration. When I just say that, allow your soul to sing, that just does it. That just does it. Remember, we're talking about frequency notes, so it's not like singing, but perhaps it is toning or whatever it may be. But full expression. Allowing yourself full expression. And just receive that energy. Allow it to transmute any blockages, any limitations, any fears. Very often it's just the little tiniest bit of willingness. I don't have to understand, but I'm willing. There we go. I just got confirmation. just that willingness to come inside, just that willingness to drop the ego, to drop the personality social mask that supposedly has been protecting you and keeping you safe, but really has been keeping you stagnant and stuck. So that little bit of willingness to allow your soul to sing means all that's got to go. All that's just going to fall away easily and swiftly. And we have Shekhmet. When I said easily and swiftly, Shekhmet arrived with incredible strength and love. You know, she's so strong, but boy, does she, it's like strength, it's like love. The strength of her love. The strength of what is just, what is right. So it's not bulldozing, it's supporting victory, supporting justice. Lady Portia stepping forth. I think that's who she is. Seems to be a theme of justice this evening. And she's showing me just the light coming to the planet, affecting our cellular structure, our DNA, bringing forth just arrival. Just arrival. Just in time, too, it feels like just at the very last moment, here comes the light. So that's playing out globally as well as within our own confines of conduct, in other words, our own personal lives. Again, we're the explorers of consciousness. We are the ones that are rearranging the light within our own atmosphere. Resurrecting truth. Bringing forth our soul to sing easily and swiftly. So it is.